action instead of diligence. What are we looking for? Why are we always looking to circumvent authority just so we can be seen?
Jesus.
Jesus. We should be looking for truth and loyalty in the inward parts of a person. Instead of always looking for what's wrong. Instead of always looking to judge. Always looking to point a finger. Always looking to tear somebody down. Always looking for something that's not right in our eyes. Instead of viewing them the way God sees them. We become so judgmental and so single-eyed that all we see is somebody else's error. But we don't see the three fingers that are pointing back to us.
Amen.
But we're pointing to the one.
I'm
just saying. Easter messages are when you preach.
Amen.
So what are you looking for? You're not looking for peace or faith, but you're looking for pretension and foolishness. You're not looking for strength, but you're wallowing in sorrow that you should have gotten over. I'm not taking away from the hurt places because they do exist, but at some point you gotta get up. At some point you gotta look for something new. At some point you gotta look for that blessed hope. At some point you gotta look beyond the pain and see the promise. What are you looking for? Looking for everything and everybody except God. The Bible says, seek the Lord while he may be found, while he is yet near to us. We're looking for some boom from heaven when what God has for you is sitting right in your face. We're looking for some magnanimous thing to occur when the miracles are right in your face. The fact that you woke up this morning and didn't have a stroke in your sleep. The fact that you can still see out of both eyes or four if you got them. You're still blessed. What are you looking for?
Jesus.
Where's your focus? We're so wrapped up in our own issues and problems. We don't even see a hungry man on the street. All we see is, oh, that's a bum. But that bum is a life. That bum is a soul. That bum needs Jesus. That bum needs your heart and your hand and your compassion. Have you ever talked to someone who was homeless? Have you ever asked them their story? Because oftentimes it's not because they're lazy and don't want a job. Some of them lost their job. Some of them don't have an address. And without an address, you can't get a job. And without a job, you can't get an address. Some of them are on the street because if they're found with the warrants that are attached to their name, they'll go to jail. Some of them are on the street because whoever their loved one was didn't leave enough money or life insurance and he lost everything. Some of them were housewives and all they did was take care of their family, and when everything fell apart, all they had is the clothes on their back. So, what are you looking for? I'm sorry. We're looking at our own hurt and pain. We're looking at our own situations. We're looking at our own frailties and failures instead of looking outside of ourselves, because this walk is not really about us.
That's right.
He didn't get it. He got it for us, but not for us to be for just us.
Right.
And
our blessings
is to share.
Yes.
And we got up because we're supposed to now impart or pour or bless or extend ourselves beyond.